Hello.
Hey, am I speaking to James Romano?
You are?
Hey, James, this is Abigail with Art Stop Fiber. I'm calling as it relates to you're interested in our service and you want us to answer some of your questions.
I phoned on Saturday and you guys got back to me, but I was tied up with work for the rest of the day. Question number one is, can I have it installed alongside of my current service without disconnecting the current service, which is from Spectrum?
Oh yeah, definitely. So if it's a case that you still want to keep your service with Spectrum and you want to test this out as well, then you can have both services. So they're
Yeah,
two
it would be
different
to test it
connections.
out because I work from home and I need not to have a day that's down. So when you're installing it, that sounds like a risky day to me. So if the
Yep.
old one cannot get unplugged at all, that would be good. I'm in an apartment. Does that change your answer? I don't own the home.
Yeah, that's okay. The only thing is that we just need to get permission from the property owner, and get just to get approval from the property owner just so that we can put fiber at the location.
Okay. Where would it come from? Does it go along the telephone wires, the telephone poles on the street?
Well, it depends. Usually the day before your services are installed, they would come at your location just to see how they would wire it. So they either would do a burial or aerial depending on your landscape.
Okay. Is there a fee for the installation?
Installation is free and the equipment is also free as well.
What equipment would there be?
You get a modem, a router, and if needed, you get a free extender.
Okay. All that sounds good. So that's it's not the monthly charge. So some services charge you like $10 for the router per month or $10 for the modem per month. You're just it's all included in whatever it would be per month.
And that is correct. So we have two services available. Would you be interested in the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
What are their prices?
So the 1 gig fiber internet is $79.99, but we do have a promotion now where you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, which would be $69.99. And the 2 gig, it's $99.99, and you can still get that $10 discount for $89.99. Also, the speeds are symmetrical, so if you're interested in the 1 gig or 2 gig, you're getting the same as the download as the upload.
Okay, I'd be interested in the 1 gig, which should be more than fast enough for me, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Right
So
now, I think I'm getting about 50 megabits per se megabytes per second, usually.
wow. Yeah, so that would be a definitely a big jump. Do you
Yeah.
want us to check to see if we do service your area?
Let's see, if I go with the 1 gig and then later I need to upgrade to the 2 gig, does that require a separate visit or do you just flip the switch somewhere?
We'll flip the switch, and usually if there's any problems, usually if there's any problems, we would come out to the location, and we usually try to send a technician out the same day or the next day. And as it relates to the equipment, so if you do decide to get the discount with the 1 gig, what you're seeing is what you're paying. So the $69.99 will be what you're paying every month. That is including the equipment price, the installation, and everything.
Okay. And the installation was free and it's $69.99 a month.
That is correct.
So, okay. Do I have to sign a 2-year contract or anything like that?
Oh, there's no contract. So you can try it out. If it doesn't work for you, you can cancel within 30 days. If you do cancel within 30 days, you can get your money back as well.
Okay. I would like to try it.
Okay,
And
no.
I think you're going to need permission from my landlord
Install.
to put it in. Yeah, this is a kind of a large apartment complex. There must be 8 or 10 buildings, and each building has, I don't know, 10 units in it or so.
What's your service address?
90 Fairview Avenue,
What's your
apartment
zip code?
three, 12401. There's an apartment number.
What's the apartment number?
3-2.
So you said it's Fairview apartment. You said 3-2. Give me a moment. Okay. So 90 Fairview Avenue, apartment 3-2, Kingston, New York, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the in-service date for your location is November 29th. So we can sign in for service now. And then closer to that date, we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation. Okay. You would not be charged. You'd be charged on the day that the services are fully installed.
Yeah. You're going to have to talk to the landlord.
Yeah. We're going to get permission. We're going to get permission. We are going to ask you for the landlord's name and phone number. So by that time, when we do give you a call, everything would be put in place.
Okay.
Are you interested in
November 29th? I'm going to be out of town that day.
Okay.
That's the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm going to be out of town that weekend. But I should be back early December. So December 2nd.
Yeah, we could give you a call, and then any day that works well for you, we can set the installation for that day. Are you interested in getting any landline service, or is just the internet?
Just the internet.
Okay, and it's just to repeat the address just to make sure I have it right. 90 Fairview Avenue, apartment 3-2, Kingston, New York, 12401. What's your property owner's name?
Fairview Garden Apartments.
Do you have the phone number for them?
I must. Let me search my emails for something from them. You can give this one a try. 845-339-3811.
And do you know if the utility wires are through the air or underground? It's okay if you're not sure.
I am not sure.
Is their billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay, thank you.
When you talk to them though, make sure that they know that you're not just gonna unplug the Spectrum and plug your thing in, that you're probably actually putting another wire through the wall somehow.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I don't, if you have to unplug the Spectrum to get it to work, then
no.
You can't do it.
No, we're not doing any unplugging of any sort. Because it's a different cable, it's fiber, so it's just a different connection overall.
So it wouldn't even be able to use the same coax? Is it going to be fiber all the way into my bedroom here?
Yes.
Or into the apartment?
Into the apartment. It would be a fully fiber.
It's fiber all the way into the modem?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know that they would need to do a drop cable from the street to the apartment. As it relates to the connection to your modem, I think it's fiber. But as I said, it's depending on the landscape of your home. What's your email address?
romano.james@gmail.com. Should I spell that for you?
That's romano.james@gmail. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay. And what's your primary phone number?
The one you just called, 773-319-4203.
How may we contact you, phone, email, or text? Which is the preferred method?
Text? I don't know. It's a tough one. probably text. Let's go with that.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That is okay.
All right.
Bills will not come by text, right?
Oh, no, no. That would come by email.
Okay.
All right. So as part of our auto process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are.
And to see if I have freezes with all three bureaus. Is that going to mess that up? My credit report is frozen with all three. So if you tell me which one you're going to use,
Experian.
I can unfreeze it. Experian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you need me to unfreeze that now?
Yeah, it would only take like 20 seconds and then you could freeze it back. That's okay.
Okay, can you do it while you're on the phone with me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You can try to put it through now.
No, if you do have freeze, it won't work.
I'd like to see that the freeze works.
Oh, okay. I can definitely try then. Give me a moment, please. Just got to put some information in. Yeah, I would want to know that as well. Good time. Let's see.
I think everybody should always have everything frozen, by the way.
Yeah. Better to be on the safer side.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did a scan looking for my number on the dark web, my social security number, and it came up.
Mm. That's enough reason.
So that's enough reason.
What's your social security number?
133. 626602.
All right, let's check. Yeah, so there is a file freeze on your credit file.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Let me, I'm in the process of signing in to try to take it down, but you know, I don't visit the site very often, so I got to figure it out.
No problem, I'm here right there. Just let me know once you're finished.
Reports. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Okay. I think it is now unfrozen.
Okay. One moment. Okay. So no deposit is required. We can go ahead and freeze it.
I have good credit. Because I never use it.
You never use your credit?
I have a credit card, but it gets paid off every month. I have no debt.
Oh, okay. And you want me to sign in for the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay. So if you
How
use
long
a check
account last?
Oh, for 2 years.
Okay.
If you do decide to use auto pay with your checking or savings account with paperless billing, it's $10 off. If you do decide to use auto pay with your credit or debit card with the paperless billing, it's $5 off.
So better to use the checking account.
That is correct. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
You need that over the phone?
If you'd like, I could choose no for the auto pay. Once your account is set up, you can go on the customer account and you can put your information in.
I would prefer to do that.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to choose no, and then I'm going to sign you up for the paperless bill. And then once you do have access to your online customer account, then you can go ahead and update your banking information, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I just did give you my social security number. It seems odd to give you a bank number, too.
That's fine. How did you hear about ArchSwap?
I guess a flyer in the mail most recently.
Okay.
I've been looking around for a replacement service for Spectrum for a while, so I think I heard about you before the flyer came.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is a cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are fully installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by ArchDot Fiber, it's the property of ArchDot Fiber, and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchDot. ArchDot Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 for a unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding your terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your ArchDot Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. So closer to November 20th, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for your installation, okay? And that's after we do get permission.
I'll be out of town that week too, but okay.
Would it be still okay to call? We would constantly be.
You can call. The end of November is a busy week busy 2 weeks for me. But
and
you can call and we can
text.
Set up a time, and even if I'm on the road. Yeah. I suspect I'll be responding by text or maybe returning your call.
Okay. No problem. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
No installation fee. 69. Well, once I sign up with when will I get the account, when will the account be active? You're going to email me something, right?
Yeah, you should see that email within the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
For you to sign into your online customer account.
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of today and thank you for making it Archtop Fiber, okay?
Mm-hmm. Looking forward.